KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 33 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 68. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, the recent spell of warm and sunny weather has allowed many farmers to either finish or come very close to completing this year's harvest. The latest USDA report shows 94% of the corn crop has been harvested, and for the first time this year, the harvest is not behind the five-year average. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey talks about the harvest.
Yeah, it's really coming along very good. We got some parts of Iowa that are done, and tillage is done, and some fertilizer going on the ground, and
he doesn't expect it to take too much longer before all the combines have finished their work.
We do see a lot of progress. The forecast is good. The conditions are very good now. Corn's drying down. And I would imagine within the next week or so, there won't be too many acres left in the field.
The numbers Northey is hearing of the harvest are good for corn.
Average yield in Iowa across all acres expected to be 199 bushels an acre. That's a record. And 59 bushels per acre on soybeans, again, a record.
Northey, who farms near Spirit Lake, says his harvest is completed after some weather setbacks.
We had a little wet spell in the middle, so we had a little bit of mud in the middle, and I had too much rain in May when I planted some of the corn. So we had stand issues, so my corn crop wasn't the best I've had. It was a little bit better last year than this year, but it was good.
Iowa's Ag Secretary says he has some post-harvest work left to do before wrapping everything up for the year. And while harvest is winding down in most of the state, southwest and south central Iowa still have more than 10% of the corn crop and almost 10% of the soybean crop remaining to be harvested. The Creston Police Department this morning reports 47-year-old Dennis Speed of Creston was arrested Monday morning on a Union County warrant for parole violation. Speed was brought to the Union County Jail and held without bond. And a Creston resident reported to police Monday morning that sometime overnight Sunday into Monday, someone broke out a rear passenger window of her vehicle and let the air out of her left rear tire. The incident happened while the vehicle was parked outside the woman's home in the 700 block of West Jefferson Street. The damage was estimated at $250. Police in the southern Iowa city of Leon are investigating what authorities are calling a suspicious death. Leon police, with help from the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, responded to a home Sunday morning after two people found a man's body. The body was identified Monday as 53-year-old Stephen Dabb of Leon. The body was in a home where Dabb lived that had recently been destroyed by fire. Police say the office of the state state medical examiner conducted an autopsy, which didn't find any major trauma to the body. Toxicology tests that could indicate the cause of death could take 6 to 8 weeks. Decatur County Attorney Lisa Jeans says there's no indication the public is in any danger. Leon is located about 60 miles south of Des Moines. The Glenwood Police Department reported two arrests recently. On Monday, 24-year-old Blake Kahn of Glenwood was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Kahn's bond was set at $1,300 cash. He was also arrested for being a fugitive from justice, for which there was no bond set. And last Friday, Glenwood police arrested Kevin Shea of Iowa City for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a gas drive-off from a convenience store near Minden resulted in the arrest late Friday morning of a woman from northern Iowa. A pickup driven by 26-year-old Shawnee Elizabeth Turnmeyer of Garner was located and pulled over on eastbound Interstate 80 near the 49-mile marker after she allegedly left the Casey's store without paying for fuel. Turnmeyer was charged with theft in the fifth degree. She told deputies she was unable to pay for the gas and was en route to find funds to do so. The store manager said Turnmeyer pumped about 13 gallons of gas valued at more than $26 and attempted to pay using three different credit cards, each of which were declined. The woman also tried to get money from an ATM but was unsuccessful. After sitting in her vehicle at the pump for about 30 minutes, Turnmeyer pulled up in front of the store for about 15 minutes before taking off in an easterly direction on I-80. And the Pott County Sheriff's Office says an Oakland man was arrested Sunday night for violation of a court order, contempt of court, following an investigation into a suspicious vehicle at the intersection of 380th Street and Elm Tree Road. A caller told authorities that a large-billed woman with dark-colored clothing was walking away from a vehicle, and he thought the situation was odd. Upon further investigation, 41-year-old Shane Rouse of Oakland was arrested on the contempt charge and brought to the Pott County Jail. One person was injured during an accident Thursday afternoon in Union County. The sheriff's office said yesterday 38-year-old Jennifer Hodgkins of Creston was transported by ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston after she lost control of her SUV due to obstructed vision and entered a ditch. Her 2002 Chevy Suburban rolled over and came to rest on its top. Hodgkins, who was wearing her seatbelt, suffered possible unknown injuries. The accident happened around 3 p.m. Thursday. Sheriff's officials say Hodgkins was traveling north on Pole Road and saw a truck traveling south on the gravel. A strong gust of wind blew gravel dust from the truck into the path of the Chevy, causing Hodgkins not to see where she was going. Her SUV sustained $3,000 damage during the accident. And a Lorimore man escaped injury after the 2005 Chevy pickup he was driving struck a black Angus cow on the road Friday night. That accident happened around 8 p.m. on U.S. Highway 69, 169 in Union County. Sheriff's officials say 23-year-old Brandon Decker of Lorimore was traveling south on 169 when the accident occurred. The cow, owned by Stephen Ramey of Lorimore, was valued at $2,500. Decker's truck sustained $8,000 damage and was declared a total loss. The sheriff's office said also an Afton man reported Friday night that sometime possibly on Wednesday, someone entered his farm building near Lorimore and took a gray and teal-colored Kawasaki 275 four-wheeler. The loss was estimated at $2,000. In other news, 2016 is the 38th anniversary of the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbolton. Iowa's Christmas celebration called Yulefest 2016 takes place on November 25th and 26th. The important elements of a Danish Christmas, good food, warm hospitality, flickering candles, and other decorations will all be a part of that weekend. There are unique shops, specialty stores, a winery, museums, Christmas exhibits, and craft fairs for early holiday shopping, as well as food establishments serving pastries, breads, candies, Danish open-faced sandwiches, and some Danish specialties. There will be over 15 locations offering one-of-a-kind gifts, and you can watch for the live entertainment on the streets of the Danish villages. Again, that's November 25th and 26th. Once again this year, the annual Naughty or Nice 5K Polar Run will be held on Saturday at 9 a.m. on that date, and running from the Little Mermaid in Kimbolton to the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn. Runners will be dressed up in elf costumes, ugly sweaters, or other silly costumes of their choice for chances to win prizes, and Santa Claus will be roaming around the Danish villages as well. The museums and historic structures welcome visitors with special events and decorations. You can come tour the Museum of Danish America and view their exhibits in the Museum Design Store, stocked with merchandise and discounted items. There's a lot more going on, including the Genealogy Center, which will be open both Friday and Saturday, November 25th and 26th, with free admission. And the Elkhorn Town Hall will feature homespun crafters at the 21st Annual Main Street Country Boutique. Yulefest is a way for those Danes to show off their Danish heritage to their welcome guests and to celebrate the opening of the Christmas season in the Danish villages. You can pick up a brochure with a map of the local merchants and all the happenings at any of the Danish villages' businesses, or you can contact the Danish Windmill at 800-451-7960 or go to danishvillages.com for a PDF copy of the brochure and more information. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.